Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, the River Vare, which runs through St Albans, is one of only 200 chalk streams on the planet. Yes, that's only 200 in the world. Currently, however, water levels are low, its characteristic gravel bottom is covered in silt, and the plant and animal species that should be present are not finding a home there. Plus, water flow through the lakes in Verulamium Park is insufficient to clear them of the smelly silt, which therefore accumulates there. Now, you might recall that here on Environment Matters, we have heard about the plans that the Environment Agency has been working on along with St Albans City and District Council and other partners to return the Vare to its more natural state as it runs through the centre of St Albans. What they say is that the plans will provide for significant enhancement to Verulamium Park and the water quality of the artificial lakes there, and that major improvements will also be made to the surrounding wildlife and landscape, including the creation of accessible wetlands teeming with birds, fish and insects, as well as plants. Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Further downstream, a change to the course of the River Vare as it reaches the cotton mill allotments is also planned. Now, the council's news release back in March said that the Vare will be restored to its natural path, which will take it through the centre of the allotment area that is already prone to flooding. Another stunning wetland and recreation area will be created at this spot. Well, that sounds quite nice as well, doesn't it? Needless to say, though, the allotments holders have other views, and these are starting to lead to changes in the plans. I spoke to Keith Reynolds, the chair of the Cotton Mill and Nunnery Allotment Associations, to see what he thought. Keith, thank you for joining me. So what did you think when you first saw the plans for the River Vare through the allotments?
Looking at the project as a whole, not just for our allotments, we're all obviously delighted. I mean, how overdue is it? How long has our river been neglected? How have we allowed our lakes to become the embarrassment that they have become? And so what do I think about Reach 4?
Well, and Reach 4 is the area, is the reach that goes alongside Cotton Mill allotments at the moment.
Yes, that's right. That's approximately 1% of the length of the River Vare.
Right.
It flows past our allotments, around our allotments. I thought, personally, bizarre on so many levels. My most overwhelming thoughts was that this will destroy the allotments and, importantly, it will destroy the community that's been established there over many years, young and old people mixing and exchanging ideas.
Right, so there's a fair old community at the allotments, aren't there? As you say,
it
really is somewhere that people spend a long time, they invest a lot of their time in it, don't they?
Indeed.
And also, I suppose, from the environmental point of view, there must be quite a lot going on there as well.
Definitely. I think, as well as gardeners, I think most gardeners are going to be environmentalists and very careful and thoughtful about the nature around them.
Yeah. And, of course, the carbon footprint of buying in all that veg, if you're not growing it there is significant as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, I admit now that I had an allotment at one point, and it's amazing how important a plot becomes to you, the attachment that you get to it, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You can't measure that, unfortunately. And it's nice that the people that are proposing the changes recognise that, but I don't know whether they recognise it to the actual depth that it does affect people and
okay.
the mental refreshing health it brings them.
Yes, yeah. And also, having worked a little plot of land, that particular plot of land can become special to you. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Okay. So have you been offered alternative allotments? Have they found another area of land that you could use for allotments if you were displaced from the cotton mill allotments?
Yes. But picture this. The reason they would like to relocate us is that the land will become more prone to flooding. However, the plan is then to move us down the road to a patch of ground that is also a floodplain and also subject to the effects of rising water table. Also, it needs to be recognised that the ground being suggested, which is behind Cottonmill Lane, Monk's Close, it's already somebody else's park and amenity. And the soil, there's no comparison. It's heavy, cleggy clay down there.
Right.
It would take years to get that ground anywhere near to the workable condition that which we all enjoy on the lane at the moment.
Okay, so perhaps not quite so convenient location-wise for people who have their allotments where they do. And also, as you say, actually, it's, you know, you've been working those allotments for a long time. You know, now they, as you say, the soil is good and workable and productive.
It's light, it's black, it's fertile, it's fluvial. And the site, yes, it's so safe, it's so peaceful. The only disturbance you get is you can hear the Abbey bells from there, so you know when you've been out down there too long, when you get the 4 o'clock chimes and you thought right. It was only 3 o'clock.
Okay, so you would be, it would not be like-for-like substitution. You would definitely be suffering detriment if your allotments were moved to the new proposed site.
On so many levels, but not only that, the locals who currently use that amenity, they're going to suffer somewhat as well.
They would lose out as well. Yeah. Okay. So have you been able to hold a meeting with St Albans District Council, the Environment Agency and Affinity Water, who are the partners who are carrying out the VEB project?
Yes, to be fair, they've held 2 walk-in open days, and Dan and Phil from the council have been very responsive and open to questions and generally responded to people, as, to be fair, have Liam and Tom from the Environmental Agency. On a wider scale, the last council scrutiny committee meeting where they addressed the VEB proposal, which
and you were invited to talk at that.
I was invited as chairperson of our allotments to go along and say why specifically Reach 4 wasn't necessarily a good idea. But as far as scrutinising goes, I didn't find it very gratifying. There was barely any scrutinising. Key questions didn't really get addressed, I felt.
Okay, so
that incidentally is available online, as all the council webcasts are for the.
This was the Environment Scrutiny Committee, which happened a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, did you feel that you were listened to? Were your grievances taken into account?
I think it's the case. Yeah, we listened to. But I don't know whether we're being heard.
Okay, so perhaps
or considered.
Not as well as you might like then. Now, as I understand it, there is now a new proposal on the table that takes the VEB around the other side of the allotments so that more allotments can be retained. Have I understood that correctly?
Yes, it seems a very, very sort of honourable idea to change the plan to create more plots or to save more plots. But at the same time, when we first got the proposal put the river where it needed to be, right smack through the middle of the plots, because that was where it needed to be to match what they perceived to be the original course and would pass through the area specifically where they thought water was going to rise. And now it kind of blows all that argument apart where they've just shifted it another 50 yards further south.
Right, so you don't feel that it's a compromise, actually, sort of perhaps a slightly better course for the river and not disturbing quite so many allotments?
It achieves that, it could achieve that, but I'd be interested when it moves beyond the proposal stage, when they get some engineers in to look at the proposal and work out how the river, once they put it through what they're calling our allotments is a basin, because it's a basin. It is lower than the level of the river.
Right.
And they're calling the river perched.
Right.
So if you're going to swing it way to the south, you're dropping it down into that basin.
Right.
And you'll get a nice bit of gradient, nice bit of flow. But I can't quite work out how they're going to get it back up out of that basin into the original course of the Ver to squeeze under the bridge.
Rivers don't generally flow uphill.
They don't follow rules. They don't follow lines on maps. Equally, any flooding doesn't follow a dotted line as to where they suspect their computer predictions are going to show.
So from what you think, either the river should stay where it is, or if they're going to mess around, actually, you know, do what their point was and put it onto back to its original course.
Well, its original course is where it is now, unless anybody, and nobody has to date, been able to show us a map which shows that the river flows anywhere other than its current course. We've got maps at the moment which go back 500 years showing the river in its current position.
Oh, right, OK. So you actually think that it didn't originally flow through the allotments, and that wasn't the case?
There's no maps that will indicate that to you.
So what does Cotton Rail and Nunnery Allotment Association think is the solution to this, then?
solution. We believe that, I think we prefer a wait and see approach. If our land is going to, let me revert. If water extraction is going to be the issue and it's going to put more water in the water table, make our land not viable for allotments, then you have to question, back in the 1930s when the land was given over to be allotments, there would have been a lot more water in the water table then. Extraction wouldn't have been anything like what it is now. So it's been very viable allotments between the two Great Wars when water extraction had been less. It's not been a floodplain. It's not been an issue. So that's justification for us to say, well, leave us, let's wait and see. Why would it happen now, but it didn't happen back then?
Right, OK, so you're saying if the other reason for moving the river is for moving the allotments is that once all these changes have occurred, they will become flooded regularly because of the additional water in the river. From what you've been able to see, actually, flooding has not been a problem when there was a lot more water in the river, so you don't really see why it should be a problem now. Is that right?
That's spot on.
That's all right, OK. Well, so you'd say actually just leave things like they are for the minute, and if it becomes a problem, do something about it then?
Do something about it then. The patch of land that they wanted to move it to, there's no plans for that. That's still going to be there. If we have to move, then... But equally, we'd find out whether that's equally become a floodplain and unviable as allotments as well.
Right, OK. So you think that actually we can't really decide at the moment until we see what the river's going to be like, what needs to be changed?
Yeah, I think also we need to go back to the original proposal where there were three options for our Reach 4, and somehow we've arrived at this very, very expensive vanity exercise of moving the river when there's no justification for it. All the other reaches are having in-channel improvements. Why can't in-channel improvements be placed along the Reach 4?
OK, so as far as you're concerned, these proposals still need work, and you're going to be around for discussion about that?
Anybody wants to come meet me down on my plot, I'm more than happy to discuss all this and present more problems than we've been able to cover in the short term that we've had.
No doubt we'll hear more about this in the months to come. Keith, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
I was talking there to Keith Reynolds, who's the chair of the Cotton Mill and Nunnery Allotment Association. And I just to say that I did invite the Environment Agency along to talk to us, but they haven't got back to me yet. If they do, then obviously we'll hear what they have to say on this. And I'll just mention that when I was chatting to Keith later, he told me about how he, as a boy, used to find sticklebacks in the river in Verulamium Park, where it was, he said, a gushing stream. What a lovely thought. So let's hope that we can get back to that sometime soon. And if you'd like to find out more about the plans for the Vare, then you could go to the meeting of St Albans Civic Society on the Vare and the Lakes project. That's tomorrow evening, Thursday the 15th of November. It's at 8 o'clock and it's at the Cross Street Centre on Dagnall Street. They say join us for an update on the plans to revitalise the River Vare and find out more about how this impacts on the lake, the park and other areas adjacent to the river. So that's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at the Cross Street Centre. So a few more events that you might be interested in. Food Smiles, they're the food growing cooperative, would like to invite you to their next coffee morning. That's on 21st of November at 10:30 at the Courtyard Cafe on Hatfield Road in St Albans. And at that, Andre Luzman will be giving a talk entitled Running an Ethical Brand Whilst Being Financially Sustainable. Obviously, Andre Luzman is in charge of the Luzman's string of restaurants that is expanding each year. It should be very interesting. It's £5 for the talk, and that includes a coffee. And you can email coffee@foodsmilesstalbans.org to book your place. Now, the organisers of last year's Our Planet, Our Future event invite you to a low-impact Christmas. That's next Tuesday, the 20th of November, between 7:30 at 9:30, and it will take place upstairs at the Harpenden Arms at 188 High Street, Harpenden. Now, they say you can join them for an inspiring evening with expert speakers and opportunities for questions, discussions and networking. Speakers will include somebody from the Refill Pantry, who we've featured here on Environment Matters. They're going to be talking about getting rid of packaging. From Plastic Free St Albans, they'll be talking about making Christmas plastic free. Sustainable St Albans will be talking about giving low impact gifts. And the Green Kitchen, that's the cafe down near Oaklands, will be talking about ideas for a greener Christmas. So join in the discussion about how to enjoy a sustainable Christmas season, presents, food, packaging and things to make, and get ready for your low impact Christmas. Now, the event is free, but you can book on the Sustainable St Albans website. And another date for your diary, the Earthworks Christmas Fair and Open Day is on Saturday the 24th of November. That's 12 till 3 at their Hicksbury Lane site. And they say there's going to be handmade seasonal crafts for sale, refreshments. There's going to be Santa in his grotto. So definitely one for the kids there. And there's going to be festive craft activities. So there'll be something for everybody to do and no doubt lots of great Earthworks Christmas cheer as well. Now, remember, you can listen to any edition of Environment Matters by going to www.radioverulam.com/podcasts. And you can also subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast provider. Do follow me on Twitter for a heads up about what's going on in the show. And that's @RV_environment. And we're on Facebook as well. And if you've got any ideas for future shows, then I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at amanda@radioverulam.com. And as I say, comments or ideas, all gratefully received. Now, next week, we're going to be hearing about changes that that Govia Thames Link have got planned for the railways and how they're going to improve provisions for cycling and for cyclists there. So that's the same time next week. Until then, thank you for listening.